Welcome to Saimu Series, a podcast about mental health. We will touch on popular topics and insights from professionals from Saimu. Hi, everyone. This is Sally, and this is Saimu's podcast. And I want to welcome everybody on this wonderful day of International Day of Happiness. And International Day of Happiness celebrated throughout the world on March 20th. And it was established by the UN. And, it's a great day to talk about happiness. And I have a wonderful guest here today. Argentina Simons is a wonderful therapist, and she's joining us from Brazil. Hello.
Hello. Hi, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast.
Argentina, can you briefly tell us a little bit about yourself?
For sure. So my name is Argentina, but I'm Brazilian. I'm a psychotherapist. I did my degree in psychology like about almost 10 years now. I have been working some human resources in a health company. And then I got a time for myself be a foreigner, I would say like this. So I lived in United States in an exchange program, and I have some visits in Ireland, UK, and Serbia. So I visit a little around in UAE. And since 2019, before the COVID, I started to practice online. So I started psychotherapy online. Since that time, I already work mainly with Brazilians abroad, and sometimes with some foreigners. So some foreigners in São Paulo, in all these contexts, the expats are exchange people doing the exchange program. So I'm in this context. So it's something that I really like to do. So talk about interculturality in general way, and mental health for me, it's a really topic interesting. And mainly when you talk about mental health, not only dealing with some issues, some things, but when you talk about promoting mental health, promoting self-development and self-knowledge, mainly for me, it's really nice. It's important for me to work through that. And then bring you for the topic today. So happiness was something that started for me when I was in United States. So I have the chance to do a class in positive psychology. So it was the first time I started to look more about that. Mainly the idea of the well-being. That's something we are going to talk a little about today in this podcast.
Wonderful. I love how you're so worldly. It's so awesome. So about the topic happiness, I'm going to give you a very difficult question. What is happiness?
Yes, so this is a concept that depends on the way you look at it. But if you look at the idea of the dictionary, they're going to bring as a quality or a condition of being happy. So a state of well-being that's bring the contentment, a little of the pleasure, satisfaction with the experience you're living. So this is a really interesting view. And then when you look through that, it's important to understand that as happiness, they come as a state. They are something we feel. It's a feeling, but they don't last so long. So most of our emotions, we feel, for example, anger, we feel for a few minutes, few seconds, and then goes down. Usually you need to keep doing things, and then this is going to be longer. We're going to have the feeling. So happiness, something, it's not that fast as a pleasure. For example, when you're eating a chocolate, you just put the chocolate and then after 1 second, like the second is not the same taste. The first one was a really big thing. So they last a little longer, but it's not a feeling that lasts really, really longer. But they have the contentment, so you have a lot of other emotions. And then one thing that's important too, they really depends on the meaning we give about happiness, what means happiness. So when you look at contentment, but what kind of things means, what kind of things that make me feel this way? So it's really important what's behind that, what's the meaning we have about happiness, what's the background of what happiness means, because sometimes happiness can mean some kind of achievements for some people. So other people can mean some moments. So it's really important to look through that. When you bring this idea what it means, I'm going to bring another theory that's well known, that's Maslow. So Maslow has his pyramid. They talk about our human beings' needs. So when he brings this up for them, the happiness is based on how much we can support our own needs. So the base of the pyramid is our physical and survival needs. So food, housing, sleeping, and those kind of things. So if you're able to have this, you're being able to be happy at some point. And then we're going to go for the safety. So emotional safety, social safety. So when you feel safe, you're going to be more able to be happy. And then we need to feel loved. We need to feel that you're belonging someplace. And then this make us feel happier. And then I need to be good with myself, that's the self-esteem. So I have this level, that this team, so how I can be proud of myself, the things I achieve, so I can look back at this, so I can feel more happier. And then you have the self actualization needs. That's like, okay, so now what I can give back? So what's my purpose in the world and everything? So this should be the peak of the happiness when you think about the hierarchy of needs theory. But we are not like this. We don't work as a scale. It's not always walking step by step. So there are a few theories that say that we can go around, and really depends, because there are people that's happy about material things. There are people that the happiness coming from just for the purpose. There are people that's just being around people. There are people that doesn't like to be around people, but just wanted to read, and this is happiness to them. So it's really interesting, because it's not a line, you know. So happiness depends really of everyone's background.
I was just thinking of that, because my sister are totally different. And when you were talking about like the different kinds of happiness and this pyramid you're talking about, like I guess it really depends on the person. Like you said, because like for me, my values of like these different scales, like, you know, like I would love to be around my family, for example. I love to be doing all these things. Where my sister, she's more of an introvert, so she loves being around family, but she'd rather be on her own, you know, that makes her more happy. Like I thought that was really interesting that you pointed out, like, about like how each person's happiness is kind of different in that way, depending on, like, it's not like one true like scale of like everybody needs to get all these things to be happy.
Yes, exactly. And this brings the idea of the intensity, because people feel the intensity of the feelings of different things. So happiness is this enjoyment, contentment, but the intensity, I feel this is different. So someone can be really enjoy something. But there are a few people, for example, I joke with some people, it's like, you're so excited. So there are people like, oh no, because I'm going to do the presentation. Oh no, it's so great. You're going to do the presentation. This is amazing. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to do a presentation. I'm really happy. I'm excited. But my excited is like, yes, I'm going to do it. And the other person is like, wow, you're going to do it. Yes. But it's still the same feelings, still being excited, but it's completely different level of intensity of feeling the same emotion, feeling the same feeling. So it's interesting when you look through that. And one thing that as you're talking about happiness, this is a really important thing when you're self-aware about our intensity, because as humans, we always compare with other people. And then we don't validate our own emotions, because we think, so if this person's excitement is like this, so I'm not excited, because my intensity is lower. So it means that I'm not feeling that. I'm not feeling the same. So I'm not being able to be happy with the things I'm doing. It's like, no, I am. Just the way I extern that, the way I show that is different way. The intensity is different. doesn't mean I'm not feeling it. It's a different way to feel the same emotions.
I totally believe that. Yeah, I know what you say. Me and my husband are totally different also in like the way we show our emotions. Like his happiness is way more chill than my happiness. So I totally understand what you're saying about that.
Yeah. And it's really interesting when you look through that, because it's important for us to understand what means happiness to us. Yeah. What's meaningful to us. And then when you bring this idea, I would like to bring the idea of happiness from positive psychology that they are more related with happiness is a subject related of the well-being. Mm-hmm. So it's part of feeling well, feeling the way I'm living my life. You know, so they are really this state of contentment and satisfaction, but depends on the situation, depends on what I'm going to do, and depends everything, because I can be really happy with some situation. It's something that's really interesting, because we can have different emotions about the same thing, because I can be really happy because we're talking about moving abroad, for right. example. So I can be really happy because I got a scholarship, so I'm moving, and then I'm going to be a great opportunity in my career. But I can be really sad at the same time because I'm leaving my family, leaving my friends, or I can be afraid because I'm going to start and I don't know anyone. So I can have a mix of feelings at the same time in about the same subject. And it's interesting because one doesn't invalidate the other one, because I can be happy and I can be sad about the same subject, the main one, just because a different point of view, a different context that's going to relate to when I look through that. So it's something really interesting.
That is interesting. Yes. It's just like what you said, like moving to a different thing, a different country. It's like that's life, and it is exciting, and there is happiness to it. But I feel like just like life, there's always like, you know, you need a balance of there's always like some sort of balance, even though there's like excitement and everything. You know, it's kind of like reality comes in, and you know, there's some scary parts about it. But overall, like I could just, yeah, moving away will be exciting, and it could be very like I could imagine like how somebody could be super happy about trying to do something challenging in life.
Exactly. And when you brought that, so Seligman's that one that's the father of positive psychology, he brings exactly some dimensions about happiness, and they talk about exactly this balance that we need to have in life. And he said, like, what helps us to have this balance? So they get the idea of the pleasure, so the things that have give us pleasure, things that's meaningful to us, and things that let us engage in life. In his theory, he brings a lot of the idea of paramas. That's a model that he brings, like 5 points. So that it's an acronym. Oh, the paramas. So that they means like the P is positive emotions. The E, engagement. The R, relationship. The N, meaning. And then accomplishment. And then the last studies, they bring the Perma Plus, that there are few things around us that's beyond that. So we're going to talk about our health, our sleep, and other things that's related with that, that's going to help us to have this balance in life. And it's important when you talk about balance, is exactly a balance is they're not static, it's not a line. Balance that goes up and down and go up and down all the time. Because life is made of that. We're going to have up and downs all the time. We just need to be aware of peaks, even to the top and to the bottom, because I cannot be hyper all the time and not depressed all the time. But it's important to know that we're going to have up and downs, you're going to to deal with uncomfortable feelings. That's something interesting. We don't have negative feelings. We have uncomfortable feelings. And our feelings, it's bringing here to us to show something to us, to make us ourselves to feel something, or to push us for some kind of movement, to make us to have actions. So if I'm sad, it's because I have something meaningful for me. It's something that maybe I lost. If I'm angry, because something it's not right. If something is not right, my body is going to show me that something is not right. So I'm going to feel anger. And then I'm going to understand why it's my emotions. And then when we look at ourselves and get to know ourselves, we're going to understand if this thing that makes me anger is something realistic or not. So this is the big difference. It's something real or not. If I'm afraid of something, is something I really need to be afraid or not? Because, for example, there are people that's afraid of cats.
Yeah.
It's something realistic to be afraid of cats. Depends. If I get a cat that's really, really aggressive, that's all the time just jumping and scratching. So, yes, maybe I'm going to be afraid of this cat. But if it's a normal cat that's not doing anything, just no, don't have a reason for that. So you're going to understand why I'm afraid of something. So it's interesting to understand. But I have a reason to be afraid. Something happened with me or people around me or some context that made me learn that I need to be afraid, that I need to be careful, but maybe something is going to be attempted with my life, so I need to be secure. So all the emotions is like this. Even though they were called the positive emotions, so there are these emotions that make us to feel comfortable, to fulfill our needs. So it's good. So it's when you be able to look to positive emotions, you're able to build more psychological strengths, more look at yourself, to live in the moment. That's so hard. Living in the moment is so hard. You're just bombing all the time with information and pressure and future and everything. So living in the moment, it's so hard. So when you get the positive emotions, it's something really interesting to do. And in one point, because even though when you talk about emotions, our brain, they are more likely to retain information about moments with uncomfortable emotions than with positive emotions. Exactly, because it's because uncomfortable emotions means I was in danger or something wasn't good.
Okay.
So my brain holds this information because I need to protect myself that I don't leave these uncomfortable emotions again. So we kind of get more information. So if you're going to say like what happened last year, probably it's going to pull up more uncomfortable situations than the happy situations because of that. But it's important for us to train like how I can nurture positive emotions. What the small things during my day that I can look. It really, sometimes it's just doing mindfulness and look something, watching something I like, send a message, read a message someone gave me, you know, small things. You can have like few positive emotions, so you can love, can contemplate something, you can feel pleasure, you can laugh, can find something that's going to really make you happy. And so it's you have a lot of things. And here I bring some ideas like the ways we can build some positive emotions. So usually spend time with people that you care about. So this is interesting because, for example, when we talk about love language, it's interesting this point because they're the quality of time. And the quality of time can be pretty active. I mean, going there and doing something with someone. And sometimes it's just doing nothing. I just sitting in the couch on the side of the person I love and doing nothing. And this doing nothing is just amazing. And this is happiness.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Things, but we're just there. So it's good.
It's the simple things, right? Like sometimes just a simple, easiest thing could just make you happy. Like just being there. Like just being in the moment, you know?
Mm-hmm. And this is really important because sometimes you get used to that happiness means excitement. No. So because, and then you are like, oh, I'm looking for the next moment. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be happy. And it's not happiness. It's the daily situations, the small things. Of course, I'm going to be really happy when I achieve some things, but it's not always like this. And then you bring here the idea of the engagement. Exactly this. So when I'm engaged with something, this can bring me to, because I'm engaged with things I like, things I like to do, and this may make me happy.
Mm-hmm.
And something that's really interesting when I talk about this, we call it about the flow, the flourish. So it's that feeling when you're doing something that you really like, then you just lose the time sensations. You're just like spend like hours just doing something and you don't realize because you just get a completely integration of the activity. And it's really interesting when you get that because you need to be doing something you like. And you need to have the skills to do something you like. Because sometimes you can be doing something you like, but they don't have the skills to struggle and it's not been good. Or sometimes that when you think even though about work, if you go, for example, if you go to another country to work, or if you're going to study, sometimes it's if it's the match perfect about you like to do and you have the skills to do, so it's good and going to flow. But when you feel that's too much challenge and you don't have enough skills, this is going to be a challenge because you're not going to meet this. So all the time you're going to be apprehensive. Or sometimes it can happen the opposite. You have more skills than what the place or the place you're doing, the work you're doing, the activity you're doing, it's asking so less than you can offer. So this can give you that sensation that's missing something and boring and borrowed. So it's complicated. So it's important to see this. Why this engagement is important? Because I need to align. And we're not going to be perfect. We're not going to burn with those both things. But you need to realize that, okay, so what I can do? So what I can do to be happy in this environment? Or personal, professional, academic life. So what I can do? So maybe I need to go further and find some skills and then I'll be able to master that. Or maybe I need to find another job, another challenge, or an extra class. Sometimes you don't have much option. You need to do what you need to do. But we can find some extra class or something extra that's going to give me this engagement. Because when I'm doing that, I'm just like, okay, it's 2 hours per week. But if these 2 hours just fulfill me in a way, then I can do whatever other things. It's not in this balance. So this can help me do that.
That's so true. Like, I was just thinking like that too. Like, I'm so happy we're having this conversation with you, Argentina, because like, it sounds like like you have had so much experience in like going to different countries as a newcomer. And, you know, like I can hear that you have like had these experience of like doubting yourself, like, you know, and also being at that new location and trying to find your happiness in a new environment. I was kind of curious, can we go through the PERMA Plus and see as a newcomer, like what kind of positive emotions we should think about when we go to a new country, for example?
This is interesting when you bring up a newcomer when the positive emotions, because there are some studies about the interculturality too. We talk about some phase of acculturation. So when you're a newcomer, they usually have the honeymoon. So everything is so amazing. So the positive emotions usually is based on that. So I'm in a new place, new opportunities. Usually depends on the country I'm going, can be a completely different cultural background. So everything is new, everything is so excited. This is excitement. So usually the positive emotions is for that's for the curiosity. Yes, the contentment, because it's something really funny. For example, this curio, hard word. So for example, when you go to United States, like, oh my God, this is nice. And from people that's there, like, come on, I can't get more of those animals in my yard than someone that's new. It's looking for those small things. For example, in Brazil, in some place, we don't have the seasons so clear.
Ah, that's right.
So I usually have more like winter and, but not that winter, like Canada.
Not like Canada.
not like Canada, but have winter and summer. So we don't see like the autumn. So like seeing the change of the colors of the leaves, and so that they are so small things that makes a lot of difference. So when you bring about these positive emotions, it's really interesting. And in the other way, like using the positive emotions for the challenge emotions too, because when I'm a newcomer, I'm going to miss home. I'm not going to find my own food. So a lot of adaptations, and I can say like, okay, so what I can do that? What's the learning? What's how I can appreciate this? So I started to bring these positive emotions to work so that, for example, one exercise, it's the simplest, the gratitude journal. So at the end of the day, so like, okay, why I'm grateful for? What's happened in my day I'm grateful for? So I had a bad day, but even though I had bad, I survive. I'm under a roof. I have my family back home, and I can just call and cry, even though that. So I can have my family is far, but I can't call them. I can lately just need to send a letter and wait weeks if they receive. Today just can call the family. So when you look through those kind of things, so how I can use the positive emotions to deal with the challenge ones. So this is.
I love how you like even in your positive emotion, you kind of went into the engagement where it's like you're reaching out to like family, like internet or like FaceTime or something. Like I love how you're like kind of brought that in as well to kind of work towards like happiness in a new country where you try to reach out and kind of be in with the moment of where you are.
Exactly. And this is an important one to bring for the engagement. It's okay, so I have my work and I have everything I need to do with completely different background from even if I'm going to the college in a new country, probably like the way of style of studying is different, the pressure and everything can be different from the background I had. So it's a lot of learning, a lot of things. So I can be really engaged with that. Because it can be really challenging. I really like those, these, and I can do that. But sometimes it's not going to matter. I don't like to use the obligation, but sometimes things become obligation. But you need to understand that sometimes you have things we need to do. We don't need to love to do, but we need to do anyway. But we can find this of what kind of things I can be engaged that are going to give me this moment, this flow and everything. So it's find something, activity you like to do. For example, one thing I personally like to do, it's getting to know people from other countries and those kind of things. It's a personal and professional things. So here in São Paulo, for example, they have some meetings from exchange language or travelers or those kind of things. So for me, it's nice. Even when I'm not in a good mood, I go there like, okay, no. It's enough time, but at least I see people, I hear other languages, I see about travelings and everything, so it's really good. So getting this moment, or if I'm talking and studying about some subjects, when I get some things I like to do, I can find some activities that, for example, related to my country. So if it's possible, or food, you know, like be engaged or cooking. I can do like, oh, something that's really nice. It's in the potluck that I learned in the United States. Really nice in potluck. So you can make a potluck. You can just cook your home meal and to have this moment with your friends and be engaged. So it's just something really nice too that you can do. So.
I love world foods. I love eating foods. I love experienced foods. So you just talked to my soul right there. When you say
Yes.
food, I'm just happy.
Yes. And then I have this other part that's just the observing things too. So it can be engaged in the moment. I really appreciate, you know, like you just go for the park and then sit down and just look the couples and the kids playing and the dogs running and it's just there. And sometimes you just realized you lost yourself. or you can just lay down and look to the sky and just like imagining looking the clouds and everything else. So this is something really amazing too, that you can give you this moment of engagement, you know.
Yeah.
And it's really, really important. And when you look into yourself, you have your own strengths too. So what I can do, what I like to do, or what I this is one good thing about being in a new culture, because sometimes you can discover things that never had the chance to do in your own country.
For sure.
So I can start to play, I can start to sing, I can start to painting, because I need to find something to express my obligations and everything. And then I can just look and I can learn new skills. I can just increase my own strengths.
That's so cool. Like, so like in the PERMA, the R relationship, I feel like that's like hard as a newcomer, do you think?
Yes. I think it become the positive relationship they have in, when you think about the newcomer being in another country, they come in different ways. This usually is a therapy topic. When you talk about work, environment, personal context and everything. So I think that if you get for the background, so I'm a newcomer, what the kind of positive relations I need to maintain? So family and friends, if make sense, because for some people doesn't make sense to keep those relationships, and this is going to be the best options. But for some other people, keep those relationships is really important. So organize how I can do that, how I can keep in touch with my family, with my friends, how am I going to understand the now the new dynamic with them, because sometimes they have time zone and difference and everything else. So I need to organize those kind of things. And it is important when you talk about this relationship, because you need to feel supported, have people around that you that know, that care about you, that they love you, they have value to yourself. So it's really important to have these positive emotions. When you're a newcomer, usually you don't have those relationships, the relationships in the new country.
Right.
But then you need to start to build them. And it's a challenge. And when a tip I give to my clients when you talk about that, it's kind of related to the one before, because sometimes you go seeking, I want to find people, I want to have friends, I want to do that. And then you get frustrated because you go for the place, you don't make connections, and it's hard. Usually I say, go find something you like to do. Go find a place you like to stay, something you like. So do you like music? Start to go to concerts. Do you like to read? Go to books, book place, or reading groups. Start to make parts of groups of things you like to, because then you already have some subjects in common.
I love that. That's a great tip. That's amazing.
And then from that, you started to make relationships.
That's beautiful. Yeah, because like you said, like all those like hobbies, like if you like, I'm a crafter, so I could totally imagine like if I was in a new country, I would totally want to go to the museums and maybe look for like an arts and crafts store, or you know, things like that. So that those little things that could spark my feelings and like probably bring me joy in a different country, that's pretty helpful.
And it's really interesting to talk about that, because positive relationships, when you talk specifically about happiness, they were pointed out in it's interesting because it's the longest study in adult development from Harvard. It's like 80 years. And they're doing a new one now, because now they are going for the second phase, because, you know, like 80 years of study, it's going there. And then it's interesting because they, in these 80 years of study, they said that positive relationship is the main thing for the happiness. So when I talk about friendships, about partnerships, because imagine in 8 years, you grew up, you went to school, went to college, you got married, you work. But in the end, the memories you have and what keep you alive, I would say, like this, is already the positive relationships, the people around you, or the memories of the people that you had in your own life.
Makes
so
sense.
this so you have health relationships, positive relationships, you're going to see that the people that was part of this study that keep those kind of relationships, they are happier in the end of their life.
That is so true. Yeah, I even remember listening to I think it was a documentary about those people who live over 100 years old, and they said like having a community or like having some sort of relationship to something or someone, you know, that actually helped their mental health in the long term.
Yes, and this is coming, the idea of it's not about quantity, it's about the quality.
Mm-hmm,
because I can have one, two, three friends or people around that meet, like four people that's really important to me, and this is enough.
Yeah, that is so true. Yeah.
And there are people that need more. There are people that like to have be around a lot of people and big families and everything, but it depends. So it's about the quality of relationship, the positive relationship you have those people. It's not about the quantity.
That makes so much sense.
Yes, the quantity is a personal aspect.
For sure.
It's not something for everyone, it's just a personal aspect. There are few people that need to have a lot of people around. There are people that doesn't need to have a lot of people around. But we are social beings. Humans are social beings. If you look like, even though looking like the animal, there are a lot of animals that they are born, they don't need the parents anymore. They just start to do things. We don't. We need our parents to be already almost adult. We still need our parents to take care of us, and mainly when you're a child. So really do need some adults to take care of us.
Totally. Do you have any suggestion for like people who are struggling to find like meaning or trying to achieve accomplishments? What if you're kind of stuck in the moment? Like, do you have anything that you could suggest for somebody as a newcomer? Like, what kind of things that they could kind of do to help them?
Yeah. So when you talk about meaning, it's exactly this. Why are you doing what you're doing? So it's important to understand, and sometimes we struggle about that because in this moment you're not looking, you're not understanding. So sometimes we have clear meanings about what I'm doing, sometimes we don't. So it's important to understand. So if I'm studying abroad, for example, what's the meaning of that? Sometimes it's just like, oh, I want a title. I wanted to have the experience abroad. So this is clear.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some times that I'm going there, I'm having a tough time. Why am I doing that?
Yeah.
But sometimes it's because if I do that, I can get one career or I can get a job back, my place. Then it's going to give me a higher salary. And this higher salary is going to offer me more quality of time with my family. So the meaning for me is not my degree title. The meaning for me is the quality of time with my family. But the way I need to go through to achieve that is this. Even though about the work, sometimes you're not in the perfect work environment, in the perfect activity. But what this kind of activity offers to me?
Yeah, so it's like, it's not like a short-term goal. It's kind of like thinking of like a long-term goal of like your ideal, like what you're gonna get like by doing this kind of thing.
Exactly. And you can have this big achievement, like long time achievement, or you can have really small things. It's important for us to get small achievements too, because sometimes really thinking about happiness, because if you put a big achievement, so even about happiness. So I'm going to be happy when I finish my postdoc. Why? You're going to wait 10, 15 years to be happy.
That is a long time.
And to understand, this is one of my goals. It's one of the things I would like to achieve. And when I achieve that, for sure I'm going to be happy. But for me, be really happy, because remember that happiness lasts short time. So, oh, I get my diploma and yeah, I got my diploma. But if I can look through my accomplishment during the way, so I move abroad. Wow, what's the challenge of that? What I could learn, what you can do that? Oh, this semester was crazy. I have a lot of tests, or I have a lot of projects in my work. Was really challenged, but oh, I finished that. What has happened? How I could help people doing that? What my study is going to help me or help some people? So the accomplishments, the small ones, I can look at that and I can say like, oh, look. Look at what I learned with the good things and with the thing that wasn't that good, because we learn by our mistakes too. And it's okay to have mistakes. We learn with them. So this is important too. And look at the meaning of that. So the big meaning is our life, because there are a few people that doesn't have big purpose. Mm-hmm. There are people that's clear though. I want to achieve, go there. I want to do that. I just... There are people that doesn't. And so they need to go, okay, what's my purpose? Sometimes it's not material. I want, what my purpose of life? Have those kind of experience. Be related to those kind of people. Be able to help in somehow. Or no, it's more, I want a nice house. I want a family. And it's important to do. But I can have things really meaningful in my day. They would talk about food. Sometimes food can be really meaningful, because for me, it can be really important to do one specific dish, because that specific dish remembers something, or it's the kind of feeling that I want to share with people around. Having this moment is really meaningful for me.
That makes more sense. Like, or other things. I was like thinking during COVID, when my son was doing online schooling, they're like, they made a visual, a bucket, and to put hearts in it to every time something positive happens. And what you're telling me is like, I feel like you said, like, let's imagine like your bucket of super goal of being a newcomer in like a country is to get a degree or to get some new experience. But during that journey, you have like all these little other hearts of like being positive to people, treating nice, getting experiencing like all these nice relationships, and then all those like little hearts gets like filled up. And I feel like, I don't know why, I have this visualization in my head of like, just like those little hearts, it's just like little happiness that are going towards your goals. And it doesn't have to be, like you said, like, even though like moving to somewhere different, a different country, it could be intimidating, but just taking back and just think about like, wow, like thinking about the positives of like, I'm in a new country. That's wild. That's like success already. Or like, you know, like just bringing it down to like just being grateful that you're alive or something like that. You know, I feel like that's what I kind of visualized when you were just talking about all that.
That's exactly this, because when you'll be able to look that, and then when you talk about happiness, is not being happy all the time and just not the perfect, everything is going so well, is exactly the opposite. So when you look through everything we said about now, and even though the idea of the optimism, it's not thinking that everything would be perfect. It's exactly the opposite. It's knowing that we are going to have challenges, we are going to have moments that you're not going to be in the best mood. The things around is not going to be working the way we would like to be. But even though you're going to find ways, straight, external people around us, we are going to go through that. We are going to overcome the situations. You know, and they're going to build resilience, and they're going to start to build things. And exactly the well-being idea, we're going to start to look though this moment that's well-being, that's what makes sense to me. Because we kind of live people's other people's lives too. You go, the achievement, we want to achieve things, that's not exactly what we want to achieve. It's really hard to realize that, be conscious about that, and then to break patterns is way harder.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Definitely. Like, I think that's why, like, it's so great to talk to somebody like yourself, Argentina, because, like if you're struggling with achieving some sort of happiness or seeking happiness, it's great to talk to somebody like you, because, like, you could kind of guide them back to these, like, ideas mm-hmm. of, like, oh, what could be, where are your downfalls? Where are you kind of missing in your life that you could kind of switch your mindset on?
Exactly. So what is like the first question? What is happiness?
Yeah.
Because if I bring happiness for my reality, for my daily situation, for my hourly situation, what's going to be happiness? So, and then you bring it to the side about the hurts. And then I'm going to be able to look happiness in different ways, different moments.
Definitely, because everybody experience happiness differently.
Yep.
That is so powerful.
Yes.
That's so powerful. I enjoyed this conversation with you about talking about happiness. I hope everybody enjoyed it. Thank you, Argentina. I hope you could come back again and we could talk about more of other topics.
Thank you. I'm sure I really like to share about that. And then have a lot of things to talk about that.
and it, everybody, again, Argentina, she is so worldly. She understands you. She could speak Portuguese. She's in Brazil, but also English. So if you have any questions, please contact Argentina. She's on sign mood. And again, thank you, Argentina, for joining us.
Thank you, Sally. I'm really happy to be here.
Ditto.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Sign Mood is an online mental health platform that connects you with mental health specialists who speaks your language and understand your culture. You can find us at our website at signmood.com and on our social media channels on Instagram, X, Facebook, TikTok, LinkedIn at MySignMood. Don't forget to follow, like, and share, and comment. Thank you for existing.